Good morning and welcome to Your Daily Dose, international yachting, sailing and boating news for Thursday, July 7th. If you like what you see or hear, please do subscribe. If you have a story or a suggestion, you can reach out to us at info@yachtinginternationalradio.com. I am Rhea Rao, and this is Your Daily Dose. The suspected ringleader of a network that smuggled as many as 10,000 people on small boats across the English Channel to Britain has been arrested, along with 38 others, in a vast police operation across Europe. In addition to the arrests, authorities said Wednesday that police found 135 boats in places including a German farmhouse and Dutch warehouses, more than 1,000 life jackets, outboard engines, packs of paddles and cash used for the smuggling. Matt Rivers of the UK National Crime Agency told a news conference that they believe it is the largest operation of its type against this threat. Five countries and the EU's police and justice agencies coordinated on the operation, which led to 18 arrests in Germany, 9 in France, 6 in Britain, and 6 in the Netherlands. The operation is ongoing. The suspected ringleader is a 26-year-old Iranian Kurd. Smugglers charge between 2,500 euros and 10,000 euros per person to help people cross into Britain in a business that generated an estimated 60 million euros in revenue last year alone. Investigators say the network built an entire logistical supply chain. It acquired Turkish-made or Chinese-made boats, as well as engines and life jackets online in Germany and the Netherlands, then transported them to points of departure along the French and Belgian coasts. A sailing yacht has been towed to Dartmouth Cove in Nova Scotia, Canada, after its German owners were killed last month in an accident at sea. Carl and Anne-Marie Frank lived on their CMB 66 yacht Escape and blogged about their sailing experiences. Last month, the couple picked up two American passengers somewhere in the Caribbean. Around June 9th, they left Bermuda and headed for Nova Scotia. On the morning of June 12th, they ran into a bad storm off the coast of Massachusetts when some sort of rigging failure caused an injury to Anne-Marie. And when Carl went to help her, he sustained injuries as well. As a result of those injuries, the two passengers hit the emergency beacon on board. The Coast Guard answered the call and the German couple were taken to Massachusetts, where they were pronounced dead. The Coast Guard returned later that day to rescue the two American passengers who remained on board Escape, which was left adrift. The Coast Guard did not tow the sailboat back as they wanted to get the American passengers to shore as quickly as possible, and towing a sailboat that fast would have caused more damage. The German investigation into the accident, with the help of the U.S. Coast Guard, is ongoing. Another case of suspected human smuggling, but this time it is Oceanside, California. More than a dozen people were aboard a boat that washed ashore in Oceanside late Sunday in what U.S. Customs and Border Protection called Wednesday a possible smuggling attempt. Around 15 to 20 people with life jackets on jumped off the boat as it landed near Buccaneer Beach at about 10:45 p.m. The group ran up the beach and jumped into at least two vehicles waiting for them. U.S. Border Patrol agents were called to investigate the incident, but could not locate any of the individuals involved. The large boat could be seen splashing in waves in the dark of night leading into the 4th of July holiday. Customs and Border Protection's Air and Marine Operations team seized the vessel. CBP stated that there has been an increase in maritime human smuggling attempts, which are dangerous and often deadly. Since October, 229 illegal maritime crossing attempts were made in the San Diego sector, an approximate increase of 80%. Multiple boats caught fire at the Tracy Ferry Marina in Mountain Home over the holiday weekend. According to reports, the accident happened just after 9 p.m. on Sunday, as people reportedly gathered for fireworks in the area. Video from witnesses at the marina shows several boats engulfed in flames as a result of the incident. There was reportedly at least one person that was injured due to smoke inhalation, but there is no further information on total number of injuries. There's no further information either on what caused the fire to start or the extent of damage that the marina suffered as a result. Don't forget to tune in this evening at 1800 CET for 5-minute tips for self-care on board with Geraldine Hardy. This week, she teaches us how to bring the power back within. Then at 1900 CET, tune in for Beauty on Board with Voyage International Beauty as they discuss the struggles as a greenie or newbie. This has been your daily dose of yachting, sailing, and boating news for Thursday, July 7th. Thanks for tuning in. If you have any suggestions, questions, or news that you would like to share, send us an email at info@yachtinginternationalradio.com. Don't forget to hit subscribe to be kept up to date on all the marine industry headlines happening around the world. Please join us here tomorrow morning for your daily dose of yachting, sailing, and boating news. I am Maria Rao, and this has been your Daily Dose.